This is Global Non-Commissioned Apostles Trinity Church in Omaha, Nebraska. We are a new apostolic wineskin with we are a local church, a congregation with or without a sanctuary. We are a community of home churches. We are an association of churches. Hallelujah. Praise God. And this podcast is the revelation of how we do church. Hallelujah. And if you want more information, please visit ElvisIverson.com. This is a ministry of Supplication Ash Ministries. And please support this work. Hallelujah. We are planting these apostolic works all over the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. We believe in apostles, prophets. We believe in the home church. Hallelujah. Amen. We believe in signs and wonders. We believe in the priesthood of the believer. And we believe in the Reformed Grace Message. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Iverson Eschatology. Hallelujah. If you want to be blessed, we have our meetings on Sunday at 4 p.m. Hallelujah. You can contact us for our address and contact at ElvisIverson.com if you're coming. Hallelujah. Praise God. And, you know, please don't say you're coming and don't not show up. Hey, we are here to do business, okay? We're raising people up in their fivefold ministry gifts, raising up in their gifts and callings. We have been doing this for a short number of years. Hallelujah. We come together to pray apostolic prayers and worship the Lord and hear teachings and fellowship. Hallelujah. And so those that are called to become part of us, every fivefold ministry that's called to become a part of us, or any church or organization that wants to join us and come in fellowship with this banner, they have to go through this podcast, okay? We're not looking for people that are say, hey, I want to join this. No, we are an association of churches. We are an apostolic ministration. Hallelujah. And so you must have the revelation how we do church to be a part of us. And then after a period of time, hallelujah, amen, we do accept a few churches to join our organization. It's called Apostolic Adoption. Hallelujah. Amen. Right now, we are going to the nations. We are focusing more on missionary work. Hallelujah. Amen. I am going to several nations around the world in 18 areas. And the theme is called The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. We have a YouTube channel, Global Anarchy. You find that. Also, I personally have a YouTube channel called Apostle Iverson. Hallelujah. And then Elvis Iverson. On Elvis Iverson, we have a playlist called The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. Amen. The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. And that is based on those messages where I'm going around the world. Hallelujah. And you can go in there. Amen. Please support this ministry and plant the seed. Hallelujah. Amen. By making your checks payable to Supplication National Ministries and the memo rate donation and mail it to Supplication National Ministries, P.O. Box 8132, Omaha, Nebraska, 68108. And please visit our website at ElvisIverson.com, because we are also foreshadowed by Supplication National Ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you for listening, and hope you enjoy. And also visit my other podcasts, 72 Nations Conference Call Podcast, which happens the second Friday of every month, hallelujah, at 9 p.m. Central Time. Hallelujah. You can listen in, you can join and enjoy it, call in. And also we have Elvis Iverson podcast, also Seven Thunders Prophetic Podcast. Amen, hallelujah. Seven Thunders. You can find that more information at ElvisIverson.com. Amen. Well, enjoy this message. Thank you. Amen. This is Global Anarch Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to share the way we do church, This is an extended ministry of Supplication National Ministries. Our website is ElvisIverson.com. And I am Elvis Iverson. Amen. Amen. Please visit our website. Enjoy the peace, the word, and spirit. Hallelujah. Today we're talking about talk about the secrets. Hallelujah. My secrets to prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is all copyrighted. Amen. Let's open up. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiness by the blood of Jesus Christ. Revelation 4, verse 1. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first word which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this. Well, hallelujah. Amen. Number one, amen. Come into the throne room by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. When you begin your prayer, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I come boldly in the throne room by the blood of Jesus Christ. And literally, you're in the presence of God. And literally, you are in the very throne room of God. Amen. Amen. And then I will pray. Amen. Abba Father, Father, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, I ask you more grace and more mercy. Help a time. Holy Spirit, lead and guide me and direct me how to pray. I enter and rest. And I will say this, by the blood of Jesus Christ, I see the glory that covers the face of the Father. I see Jesus at the right hand of the Father. I see the seven flames of fire, which is the Holy, the seven lampstands with the church. I see the cherub, seraphim, the four living creatures with four wings, the four living creatures with six wings, the seven archangels, the angelical host, the 24 elders. I receive the presence of God. Release your glory. Activate the realm of the angels. Hallelujah. And this is a secret. This prayer thing, coming by the blood of Jesus Christ. How do we pray? You begin your prayer in the blood of Jesus Christ, and you pray under the blood of Jesus Christ, and you end your prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Your prayer life is meant to be an encounter with God. Amen. An encounter with God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And we are to, amen, hallelujah. We are to pray until the peace of God comes. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, that's number two, pray until the peace of God comes. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God surpasses all understanding, and guard our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. There's peace when that peace comes. And in that time, that's when you begin to say, speak, O Lord, for your servant is here. You learn to be silent and listen and ask God to speak to you and begin to bring direction in your life. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And after God, the Lord is speaking to you, you enter in a time of singing songs and worshiping the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Principle number three. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Principle number three is after you pray and understand, you pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. In Romans chapter 8, it says this, verse 26, 27, and 20. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know all things that work together for the good of those who love God, and of those who are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Wow. Wow. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. So after you pray, you know, and you pray in the Spirit. And see, literally, I will ask the Holy Spirit. I will give a list and ask the Holy Spirit to pray about this and pray about this and pray about this and pray about this and pray about this. Throughout my day, I will learn how to, I will pray in the Holy Spirit underneath my breath. Amen, hallelujah. At work, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. And also I will practice God's presence. I will practice God's presence. I will practice God's presence. Hallelujah, man. I will practice God's presence. Hallelujah. And so I would like to say the next 3 months, Holy Spirit, pray this. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Or if you're in your time, pray in the Holy Spirit. Pray this. And then on the weekend when I pray in tongues, hallelujah, it says you pray anything you want to pray. But of course, during the weekday, when I ask the Holy Spirit to pray for these things, I also pray anything else you want to pray for. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now let's go to the fourth prayer secret. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Pray in all with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful of this and with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen. Well, I write down what Christ wants me to pray for. And there's things that I believe God. And of course, Christ hears us the first time we pray for. He hears us. Hallelujah. And he has answered us. But I will continue to bring those things before the Lord until I come into breakthrough. Amen. Until I see these things materialize before me. Hallelujah. You know, perseverance. So first of all, patience. Patience is walking in faith and waiting upon the Lord and practicing God's presence. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And then perseverance. Well, and then endurance. Endurance is enduring whatever you're going through. You're not going to give up. Hallelujah. You're going to keep on going. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. It says you have need of endurance and after you've done the will of God. What is the will of God? You have need of endurance, and after you've done the will, you will see the promise. Well, that endurance, that time, you know, of patience and endurance and waiting upon the Lord is the will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And then it says after you will receive. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we will perseverance. We will perseverance. Perseverance. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So we look at number four, the throne room principle. Number two, amen, hallelujah. No, number two, the peace of God. Number three, praying in the Spirit. Number four, perseverance. Perseverance in prayer, hallelujah. Amen. Perseverance in prayer. Amen, hallelujah. And now let's go to number five. Hallelujah. Number five, hallelujah. Number five, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number five. Hallelujah. Amen. Number five. First Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 17. Pray without ceasing. What? This is learning how to cultivate God's presence. Learn how to practice God's presence. Learn how to have soaking prayer. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, that we are already in the presence of God. Amen. We are already in the presence of God. And see, so when it comes to prayer, it is talking about learning to practice God's presence. So first we learn how to call to God's presence. That's learning how to swim. Then you begin to practice day by day, wherever you are, hallelujah. Amen, and that makes that with praying in tongues, hallelujah. Praise God. And then we come to... to hallelujah, amen. Then we come to, we set times apart to soak in God's presence. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. It does make a difference. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. Number six is we're gonna go back to praying in tongues. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praying in tongues. In 1 Corinthians, hallelujah, chapter 14, verse 2 says, "He who speaks in a tongue does not speak to man, but to God. No one understands how or the Spirit speaks mysteries." Well, amen, hallelujah. Tongues is you know, we sometimes God will not answer you that time. He'll speak to you in your dreams at night. Hallelujah. Amen. And the thing is, you have to expect God to respond. So as we are faithful in speaking tongues, amen, hallelujah. That's why you got to be faithful to prayer, faithful in speaking tongues, and faithful in practicing the presence of God. Hallelujah. And so God will release revelation, amen, and also aligns your ears to hear the voice of God, to be led by the Spirit of God, also to receive word revelation, amen, hallelujah, also to flow in the prophetic. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now number six, hallelujah. Prayer secret number six, hallelujah. Amen. Revelation 4 verse 1 says, "After things, and look, behold, a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this." Wow. And this is that you, in your prayer time, this is a different type of prayer. You come boldly before Him by the person of power of blood, Jesus. Amen. You ask more grace and more mercy of time and need. You may listen to music in the background. You may soak in God's presence. You may pray in tongues for a time. Hallelujah. Amen. Pray in tongues for a time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And hallelujah. And then you believe right now. Oh, see, you come into visions. Amen. See, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 1, "It is though not profitable me to boast, I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord." I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. And so, see, we will come into that. Amen. So listen to anointed music in the background. See, by the blood you can have vision. By the blood you can prophesy. And see, we can literally come up either. But the thing is, you come in and throw them by the blood, but you're already there. And God needs to waken yourself here on earth to yourself in heaven. That you're seated in a heavenly place. Also, you're seated in the very throne of God. Amen. And therefore, you begin to receive, you begin to see visions of heaven. Amen. You begin to see throne room encounters, hallelujah. Amen. Encounters of the Trinity, hallelujah. Visions of Jesus, hallelujah. Angelical encounters, hallelujah. And great cloud of witness encounters, hallelujah. Amen. You come into that and see, you can say, "Lord, awaken my conscience to my conscience in heaven," hallelujah. See, the great cloud of witness, those people don't come to earth. They come up to you. Only in a vision you can see them on earth. But they're really up in heaven, and they come up to you, and they're always talking. Because, see, the new creation is a bi-location being. You are in two places at once. 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 Hallelujah. You're at two places at once. Hallelujah. You're in two places at once. And you're in heavenly places, also you're in the very throne of God. And God awakens you. And so people come and talk to you all the time in heaven. And you just don't know. Amen. But you can pray for the Lord to awaken your conscience to your conscience in heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God. And amen. Number seven is we got to pray through. And this is, again, we already talked about this. Hallelujah. in Romans. And then Romans chapter 8, verse 26, 27, 28. Likewise, the Spirit also helps with our weaknesses. Do we not know what we should pray for as well as us? But the Spirit also makes intercession with us with groans we cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to his will. And we know all things work to good. All things work to good for those and work together for the good of those who love God and those who are called according to purposes. Philippians. Amen. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God, and the peace of God which surpasses all your understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. So, you're dealing with a situation, you're dealing with circumstances in your life. Hallelujah. You come in the throne by the blood because you begin to say, I rejoice and rejoice. You begin to praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And then you begin to pray and understand what you're dealing with, your situation. Hallelujah. And you may also pray warfare prayers. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And then you pray in tongues until, and this could take an hour or 2 hours praying in tongues. Amen. Hallelujah. Until you feel release in your life. This is like a breakthrough in your life, a breakthrough in your prayer life. Amen. And this goes along with the second principle, praying until the peace of God comes. Amen. But this is more forceful. Amen. That you're in battle. And then that peace of God is released. And then revelation is released and God begins to speak into your situation. Hallelujah. And you begin to speak in, God begins to speak in your situation. And then you enter in worship. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And number eight is, we're done. Number eight is about apostolic prayers. Amen. Prayers are declaration and declaration. Let's go to Job. Hallelujah. Says Job 22 verse 28 says, you will also declare a thing and he will establish it for you, so light will shine your ways. Amen. Declare a thing. Okay, after I prayed and believed God for all these things, that God is going to go forth in my life, hallelujah, I come to a point of decoration. Hallelujah. Amen. This is how I recommend you go buy a walking stick and declare a decoration stick. And you begin to declare. And then and every time you declare, you hit your stick to the ground. Hallelujah. And we come in apostolic prayers. Apostolic prayers are prayers that God gives to an apostle. It comes from our Lord Jesus Christ directly from his throne room. Hallelujah. And it is released. Amen. On a release through the apostle, and then release to the believers. Amen. Hallelujah. And it is a declaration, declaring prayer, a interpreting the agenda for a people or a group of people. Hallelujah. It's not talking about personal prayers. Hallelujah. Amen. Or praying for your church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's interpreting the will of God for a people or a group. Hallelujah. And it's revelational prayer. It's prophetic prayer. Hallelujah. And it's prayer that's prayed with authority. It's a message of prayer. God gave me these apostolic prayers and to release, to declare, and decree. And we come into that. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's good for that you to come into that. That's why our prayer life needs to be personal life. Then we need to pray with people. Then we need to pray with apostles and prophets. Prophets are praying prophetic prayers. That's God is showing stuff, and it's prophecy and prayer, hallelujah. And it's prophetic stuff that you're seeing and stuff, and God's doing, hallelujah. And then there's also, we need to pray with them too, hallelujah. And the last thing I want to say, the last thing I want to talk about is believing for answered prayer. Believing for answered prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us with every spirit of blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And God has given us everything. He has already given it. He has given us through Jesus because we already have it. So why are we praying? We're praying. Prayer is more receiving what God has given us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And then the Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 1, says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, let your request be known to God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God of Christ Jesus our Lord. We got to live in answered prayer. Hebrews chapter 10. Amen, hallelujah. Chapter 10, verse 23. Let us hold fast to our confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promises is faithful. Well, the thing is, you have brought these things to before God, and you have been faithful to pray for them. But now, you got to believe for answered prayer. Thanksgiving. You don't thank somebody unless they have given you something. So Thanksgiving is walk in answered prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And number two, we are to commit those things to Him. I commit these prayers to you that God has answered them and that God is faithful. And never speak contrary to what you have prayed for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Well, I hope these secrets will help your prayer life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for everyone listening to the message, everyone influenced by the ministry in the church of the world. I pray outpouring on many breakthroughs, outpouring many miracles. I speak grace, grace, grace. I speak apostolic grace, apostolic grace. Raise up a mighty company of priests. Raise up a mighty company of kings. Pour out money, outpouring of home churches. Pour out money, outpouring of new apostolic home churches. Outpouring new apostolic wineskin churches. Pour a new apostolic wineskins. Establish the thesis of the third reformation. Bring the church of the third reformation. Let the unfolding many revivals come. Let the continuous times of harvest come in Jesus' name. And Lord God, I speak major breakthrough and outpouring many breakthroughs and miracles and to everyone that's listening to this word in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Please visit elvisives.com and enjoy the many pleasures of Christ.